This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that Operation Sindoor has lent a new confidence and enthusiasm to the fight of terrorism across the world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi praised the valor displayed by armed forces during Operation Sindoor. He lauded the precision and accuracy with which armed forces destroyed the terrorist hideouts across the border. He said the whole country is united against terrorism today and filled with the resolve to end it. The Prime Minister emphasized that Operation Sindoor is not just a military mission, but a picture of nation's resolve and courage.
Operation Sindoor ke dauran, hamari senaon ne jo parakram dikhaya hai, usne har Hindustani ka sir uncha kar diya. Jis satikta ke saath hamari senaon ne seema paar ke aatankwadi thikanon ko dhwast kiya, वो अद्भुत है. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने दुनिया भर में आतंक के खिलाफ लड़ाई को नया विश्वास और उत्साह दिया.
स्पीकिंग अबाउट द रिसेंटली ऑर्गेनाइज्ड राइजिंग नॉर्थ ईस्ट समिट, द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड द नॉर्थ ईस्ट इज एक्स्ट्राऑर्डिनरी. He mentioned crafted fibers, saying it is a beautiful confluence of Sikkim's tradition, the art of weaving and fashion. Crafted fibers are started by a person who is veterinarian doctor by profession. The members of the women self-help groups have expressed their immense happiness over Prime Minister Narendra Modi mentioning drone deities as sky warriors. The women members who underwent training under Namo Drone Didi performed that they are earning a decent amount while helping farmers to reduce their burden. Meanwhile, an advocate from Manchurian district, Pradeep Chandra, and a class 9 student, Varshit, drew inspiration from today's Mann Ki Baat and recalled various inspiring stories shared by the Prime Minister. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to the United States has highlighted how India responded in a precise and calibrated manner to destroy terrorist bases, headquarters and launch pads in Pakistan following the Pahalgam terror attack. He was speaking at the Indian consulate in New York. Taking in this strong message against terrorism into the world, another multi-party delegation led by Nationalist Congress Party MP Supriya Sule has reached Qatar. The delegation led by DMK MP Kani Mohi has successfully completed the Moscow leg of its visit and has now left for Slovenia. The delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha is in Seoul, South Korea, and the high-level delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde has reached DR Congo after concluding the UAE visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is presiding over the meeting of chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of National Democratic Alliance ruled states in New Delhi. The meeting is a day-long brainstorming session on good governance issues. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh are also participating in the deliberations. 20 chief ministers and 18 deputy chief ministers belonging to all 20 NDA ruled governments are discussing good governance issues. The Election Commission has announced by polls to 5 assembly constituencies of Gujarat, Kerala, Punjab and West Bengal. The notification for the by polls will be issued tomorrow and nomination can be filed until the 2nd of next month, with scrutiny scheduled for 3rd June. The last date for the withdrawal of candidature is 5th June. Polling will take place on 19th June, while the counting will be held on 23rd June. Indian Navy ship INS Sujata today rescued 3 crew members of the distressed Liberia flight container vessel MSC Elsa III, which capsized 38 nautical miles to southwest of Kochi this morning. The vessel was en route to Kochi from Vizhinjam near Tiruvananthapuram. The 21 crew members rescued from the vessel yesterday are being brought to Coast Guard jetty, and 3 others, including the captain, are being brought to the Indian Navy jetty in Kochi. 8 students, 5 girls and 3 boys from the remote tribal regions of Sarli and Dapurija of Arunachal Pradesh have successfully cleared the written entrance examination for Sainik schools and new Sainik school. This unprecedented milestone has been made possible through the concerted efforts of the Indian Army Spear Corps. Launched under the aegis of the Spearhead Division, the Indian Army's 8-month intensive coaching program enrolled 33 students from border villages. That's all. In this news bulletin, namaskar.